Wynton Marsalis has put down his horn and picked up his pen for his latest project. It's a book called Jazz ABZ, and in it, Marsalis shares his deep knowledge of jazz and all its forms with children. Marsalis jitterbugs his way through the alphabet, profiling 26 jazz legends through a variety of poetic forms. Marsalis worked with illustrator Paul Rogers. He created individual portraits reminiscent of the old posters that adorned vintage jazz joints. He sent those pictures to Marsalis, and he first considered writing poems and music for each portrait, but the thought of writing music for these jazz legends just didn't seem right. So he stuck with poetry.
I came up on the idea of writing a different type of poetic form for each letter, and then I started writing the poems, you know, on the road and reading it to cats, because we drive everywhere, and it just developed that way.
Tell me about the process. You'd listen to music, and then you'd decide which poetic form you'd use for each musician?
Well, I didn't have to listen to them. I mean, I know most of their styles, so I didn't actually listen to their music. But I decided, like, Louis Armstrong's poem is what's called an accumulative poem. It's because he's the accumulation of all of what's in our music. And he's A, so he's the beginning.
Armstrong. Armstrong Almighty. An ad-libbing acrobat. American ambassador of affirmation. Adventurous author of ambrosial airs. Absolute architect of the jazz age.
Count Basie's the blues, because that was his form that he loved.
Bouncing with my baby to Basie's big time band. Bouncing with my baby to Basie's big time band. Rhythm is their business, but the blues is their brand. Up from Kansas City with a button down 4/4 swing.
Duke Ellington, I use meter play because he wrote so many different styles. For Lester Young, I used a Japanese form called tanka because he has a kind of real spare style. For Monk, a haiku, just because, I mean, Monk's style is very simple and bare but essential. For Bix Beiderbecke, a ballad, a kind of English ballad, because he has such a kind of sweet lyric and tragic story.
He exalts in lyric sweetness, excites on zesty jumps, exhibits exclusive features, exudes that umpty umph. He travels on extensively, exports the jazz solo. His records are exemplary, but whiskey lays him low. Exhausted, he goes home to fix what tattered soul he has. His folks reject his life's love, Bix. He exits blowing jazz.
This is a children's book, so ideally parents are going to sit at the bedside and read this book to children. I did this with my children, and it is challenging.
Right. Well, I wanted to make it be a children's book with real big words in it.
Real big words.
Because
lingual dexterity to get through this.
Well, it's from having my own kids. I used to love to read stories to them, and they would always say, no, tell us the story with your mouth. Like, they wouldn't want me to read it. They want me to make it up. But I always love to hear them use big words for them. Like, you know, protect is retect, and computer is tamputer. And I like to hear little kids when they speak words that they don't know what they mean. So I thought it would be great to write a book just full of big words. But for kids that are like 4 and 5 years old, they don't have any idea of most of what we're talking about.
But they can infer a certain meaning just by hearing
Right. That's what we call the underneath language. It's like that's what music is. And I think we learn language through the music of the language.
Coltrane. Country is cornbread, collard greens, fried chicken, cane, and even chitlins is celebrated in the big city as upcoming champion of scales, clefs, and cutting edge concepts. Couldn't he capsize calcified conventions and challenge the contrarian campus critics? But couldn't he create controversy amongst the condescending cognoscenti?
Billie Holiday, first name begins with a B, last name begins with an H, but she represents the letter L, and the picture that accompanies that poem could, I guess, be described as languid?
I guess it's, you could say that. It's her singing as this kind of poster. A lot of times Paul is bringing in forms that existed in different times, like the way they would have the posters with the stars on it, and this person is appearing here. And I love in the background in blue, cats playing. Like the implication is that it's at night, we got the stars and stuff. And she loves Lester Young, of course. He has the saxophone. He has Lester Young in it with his pork pie hat playing the tenor saxophone. And he gave her the nickname Lady Day.
Should I laud my lady with gold leaf clusters? With a lavalier of lapis lazuli or lotus and lilac poems? Well, let me applaud my Lady Day in song.
Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Always will I love you and love to always love you.
That's one of those kind of lines where you can turn the letters around and turn the feeling around. You know, I'm gonna love you forever, and I'm gonna love to be loving you forever. So kind of double meaning of a turn phrase.
There is a lot of wordplay in here. There's a lot of alliteration. As I was reading this, I wonder if it was the thing you might hear, and I mean, you know, no disrespect in saying this, but the kind of thing that you might hear on a playground, for instance.
Well, I wanted to have that kind of playful quality. And even at my age, I still play and try and have like a lot of childish. And I think a lot of musicians are like that. They like to play around and joke and clown. Well, I think artists in general. So it really was like a labor of love for me and playing. I also wanted to tease Paul and mess with him, you know, because I was writing it with him. And, man, check this out. A lot of times the musicians, we joke around with each other and we show off for each other. You know, we compete with each other, but it's in fun.
Wynton Marsalis, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Wynton Marsalis, his children's book is called Jazz ABZ, an A to Z collection of jazz portraits. Thanks to students from the Duke Ellington School for the Arts in Washington, D.C. They came to our studio to read from the book. You heard Amanda Fernandez, Randolph Jackson Alvarenga, Jessica Doby, and Hillary Edwards. More of Wynton Marsalis' jazz poems and illustrations from Jazz ABZ are at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.